and welcome to Your Life is a Miracle with Micaeus. Why did you click on this podcast? What made you tune in to this particular one? Something tells me as I'm recording this that this is going to be the most heard podcast yet. And why is that? What kind of feeling do you feel in your body when you read this message? If you're like most people, there's a sort of hit that you get from this. Similar to a drug addict that gets the quick hit and returns. There is a possibility that you, in fact, I would argue, that to feel bad has actually become the new feeling good. That there is a sort of addiction to the bad because it feels dramatic, very similar to the way that when we were young, we learned that by crying, our parents would come, that they would nourish us, that they would care for us, that they would pick us up, that they would love us. And instead of just saying that we needed love, we would cry or imitate suffering, and we learned that love or affection would come. Some sort of caring would come. So it was sitting in a meeting that I realized how seductive it is to be with the negative or to be with the experience of sensationalism. To be with the news, the coronavirus, this whole thing that's happening right now. To be addicted to politics. It's like another hit, another hit. Let me read another message. And we find ourselves talking to coworkers about it, complaining about it, complaining about our day, complaining about those that won't fix it. Our employers still make us go to work. I sat in a meeting and it became super apparent. There were people that were saying, but why are we still being forced to come to work? People pleading with the main boss. But why are we being told to come? What is it that's going on? What is it that we need to do? There was all this trying to figure out of the situation. I work at a school. And it seems that there is an organization next to us that many of the parents of our children have been potentially in contact with people of this virus. And so as I sat and I watched all the concerns of these teachers, it became very apparent that they were looking for someone to solve the problem, sometimes desperately. One person said, "Why are you treating us like children?" To which the director responded, I'm not treating you like children. And what was happening, I imagine, in this person's experience was a feeling of hopelessness, of helplessness, of tell me, please, what to do. I'm frustrated. And instead of saying, I'm frustrated, I need love. I'm scared. I feel like crying right now. I feel like yelling. What can I do? Imagine how powerful it would be. If you're sitting in any situation where people are blaming another, where people are blaming the Chinese for the Wuhan breakout, where people are blaming, where a whole government is blaming a country for not releasing all the details, where a coworker is blaming their students for not sanitizing their hands enough, where we're blaming organizations for not catching the outbreak sooner. Can you see in all of this the way that we are saying, I'm scared, I want to be loved, I'm worried about my mortality, I'm worried about my life? I'll tell you one thing that's certain right now. Nothing is certain. There is no certainty. As I sat and watched all my coworkers point fingers and get frustrated, and the tones and the voices raised, and the faces got red. You're not doing this. You need to do this. Why are we being forced to be at work? What about our safety? What about my children? As I sat amidst this chaos, all I could feel was all of the fear, all of the sadness. What would it be like for you to be the one person to stand up in that staff meeting and say, I know that you are all doing your best, and I am terrified. Would it be okay if I just cried right now? What do you imagine would happen to the energy in that room? That is realness. That is taking your life back. See, I work under a premise that says that all of life is for me. It is my cosmology. I believe this at the core of my being, that all of life is for me. So when there is something that comes up that is in contrast to what feels good or natural or life-giving, I begin to ask myself, why is this here? What am I to learn from this? I will tell you what the coronavirus is for me. It is a reminder for me to love my body, to drink water, to go to bed early, to get 8 hours of sleep, to sanitize myself, to teach others about sanitizing their environment, to eat better, to cut meat or fats or different things out of my diet that don't feel good, that I don't have a whole body yes to consuming every day. For me, it is a call to nutrition. For others, it might be a call to being with loved ones. For others, it might be a call to being with uncertainty. To being with uncertainty. You cannot change this. I had a conversation with someone who studies disease the other day, who was really quite interested and excited in the topic, and said, everyone wants to get rid of it. Everyone wants a vaccine. But it's often when we have a vaccine that the thing can grow bigger or morph into something else. And what he was saying is, we don't need a vaccine. We just need to get this virus at this point in time so that our bodies can learn to adjust, to level up, to have an immunity, which I think a vaccine also does, and But this is more about the point of inviting contrast into your life. I'm not telling you to go shake hands with people that have the coronavirus to get the coronavirus to get over it. But what I am asking you to do is to feel all of your feelings, to invite uncertainty in to your home, to your heart, to invite it in for a cup of tea, sit down with it. Only then can it release. I was sitting at the very back of the room in this very large meeting, and after I had a conversation with one of the bosses, and they said, you are very at ease right now, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And we had a conversation about how different people deal with different things in their own ways. And they shared with me the way that they experience stressful situations, and that they get very calm and everything becomes clear. And it's as if they could be in an accident and be helping others around them, because they become so clear in their bodies. I relate to that sentiment. And some get angry and want to blame. And some tune out and start to do something else to distract themselves from the issue. And some get sad and cry and cry and cry. Some get frustrated. There are a million different ways of expression. Feel your feelings 100% through to completion. Talk about them. I know you want a solution. You are not alone. This could be the great call for humanity to be okay with uncertainty. It is in these uncertain moments that we learn to feel our feelings, that we learn to look at those around us that we love most and say, life is a gift, is a sacred, sacred gift. How can I love and appreciate those near me today? Where am I attracted to feeling bad? Where have I made it normal? Where have I normalized talking about things that actually don't raise my vibration in any way? Where am I hiding my feelings behind an armor of pointing at someone else? Take a deep breath. Give yourself this moment. We are at a beautiful time. It is in our situations of most tragic times, catastrophes, that we see the most beautiful acts of generosity appear. And what if we didn't need an act of chaos? Be of service to those around you. You are being called to be love in form. If it is my time to go, let me know that at least I was loving wholeheartedly. I appreciate you. I welcome you to like this, to share this message. It is on Apple, on iTunes podcasts, on all other major podcast providers. You can find me on Instagram at Mikaeus _Arana. Namaste.